write this down. Real worship wakes up a life we have never experienced before. Real worship wakes, you know, wake up like from sleep, wakes up a life we have never experienced before. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel chapter 37. Our golden text have been the master in John 4. See, they didn't worship the Father, must worship him in spirit and truth. And it says the Father seeketh such to worship him. But I want you to turn to the 37th chapter of Ezekiel. Now, performance in a large degree, in a large segment of time in the church, have took the place of the presence of God. Okay. Secondly, church entertainment have stopped us from entering in. You hear me? See, a lot of entertainment going on just because they got a 12-piece band and a 200-voice choir doesn't mean the Lord gonna show up. And so if we are going to get to the bottom of this, we're gonna have to dive with the Holy Spirit. Talent in the church took the place of being touched by God. The talent flowing and, you know, gifted people. And they've gotten so gifted, everybody in the church wait for them to sing. Now, noise and emotion does not mean you've been touched by God. You could have noise and emotion, and God didn't even show up. And so the church doctrine, the church form of operation, mode of operation has to be changed. And that's where the signs and the wonders and the miracles and the supernatural and the manifestation and the demonstrations are not being seen in our generation, because we have lost contact and connection with God as we should have. And we got to come back. I said we got to come back. Oh, how we hunger. Oh, how we thirst to see God move in the sanctuary. As it move in days past and gone. When a man can tell a man when his child is dead, the man can tell him, only believe. Only believe. And so with no name laboring, with trying to hurt nobody, but we see from 40 years of experience of searching the scriptures and searching the spirit world that we finally getting to see what have been holding us back. We have spirits, we have potentials, but we have not been fully using who we are. And I'm ready to enter in. Are you ready to enter in?
Yes,
see, real worship takes you to places you never have experienced in your life. And this morning we're about to go in one of those places you probably never have experienced, where God will be pleased, manifest himself, and begin to touch people up in here. Begin to tell people things in their ears up in here, things they need to hear, things they need to know, things they need to understand. Thirst will be quenched. Hunger will be satisfied when God arrives. We got to let him in. Open the gate. Open the doors and let the King of Glory come in. Another thing, improper singing will take the place of mingling in spiritual activity. In other words, we can have good songs sung. See, I got to deal with this about worship. And good singing, but there's never a mingling in the activity of the Spirit. It's song, we feel good, we rock, we jump, we, you know, holler. But yet, when spiritual activities take place in a service, somebody get healed. With something incurable. Yes, sir. 15 years are added to somebody's life. Yes, the spirit of Hezekiah, prayer. Will hit the house and the person supposed to die next year. And the Lord in a service where the real spirit of God is, that person's life add 15 years. See, worship is a supernatural. Worship is a supernatural experience. Yes, it is. And while the Lord got us teaching on, let's go there. Uh-huh. I mean, anybody in the common sense that wants to add 15 years. I don't know how many I had left, but I'll take them 15 too. And these type of things happen in service when government is straightened out properly, the kingdom government can oversee a church and get a church blessed. Now, the word of the Lord came to me said, if talent is not properly trained, that talent will cause you to worship it, and God will never come on the scene. Turn your television on this afternoon. Go to the Christian channel. Go and hear some good motivational preaching. God's not even there. And on 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 and on. And on and on and on and on and on. Gone. Ezekiel chapter 37, you've heard of the dry bones. You heard the rallying, you've heard all kind of preaching connected. I've done some myself from Ezekiel 37. Ezekiel 37 don't even seem like it's a chapter to preach on worship. And I want to tell you right, Ezekiel 37 was the last text I preached in the prosperity, in the money coming service on Friday night. Ezekiel 37. God showed me some things in Ezekiel 37 about the spirit world. And I want you to notice the first verse. I don't want you to raise your hand, but how many of some of your life spiritually, you feel dry sometimes? Dry, you know, and then you feel attacked. And you're quoting the scriptures, and you're praying, and you're singing, but don't look like you're attacking back. You know what I'm talking about. You know what I'm talking about, you know. And then we always got an answer when we got a problem. You don't have to answer. We always got a scripture we want to read back to God. You don't have to answer. Your answer comes through your infirmities. Lord, I'm weak, thou strong. Lord, I can't handle this. Show me what to do. Stop reading the Bible to God what you didn't memorize. You're going to see this. You're going to see this. Why it's not happening. Why it never showed up. Real worship will bring anything to you. Ezekiel 37:1, look at this. The hand of the Lord was upon me. Now watch, because it's a very important word here. We have never very seldom used in the church. We've talked about being full of the Spirit. We've talked about being born of the Spirit, full of the Spirit, led by the Spirit. But it's a heavy word, heavy, heavy thing over our head. When you get into worship right, the Spirit begin to carry you. into places that prayer meeting never brought you. Because it become a personal trip. The whole gang won't go. Sadly to say, everybody's not going to receive this. They're not going to even be able to understand it. May the Holy Spirit break it down to you during the week that you may be able to digest this thing. But we're coming to a place now where we need to be carried. We don't need it. This world is so wicked and so much stuff going on. Just being led by the Spirit is not enough. I need the Holy Spirit to carry me. The load get too heavy sometimes. The load get too heavy to be led. The load get too heavy for a revelation. The revelation ain't strong enough. I need the Spirit of God to carry me. Are you seeing me, Charles? You see, being led by the Spirit. I'm born of the Spirit. I'm in the family of God.